name is Alexandra Sanyova. I'm director of Moscow Design Museum. Moscow Design Museum was founded by me and my friends. It is not a governmental, cultural, non-profit organization. We run this museum ourselves. We are collecting design from Soviet past, starting from 1917 and also from 60s and 70s from the Soviet time when the design was really great in Soviet Union. And also we have a lot of contemporary designs by Russian designers. So we are concentrating on collecting Russian and Soviet design history as no other museum in the world has this. The World Fair in Brussels was a huge event for Soviet Union. There was a lot of Soviet delegates coming for the fair to see pavilions of the other countries. And grandfather of our director, Stepan Lukyanov, his design of the exposition now of the Soviet design Red Wealth that is now in Atomium. His grandfather came to the World Expo as part of delegation and he was so impressed. He filmed everything, he made a lot of photos. And now being in Brussels, Stepan remembered about his grandfather's archives and we digitalized it, so we are going to give it to Atomium. Everything what's going on in Russia and how it was in the Soviet Union, of course, it's centralized, and the strategy of the country depends on the leaders. And after the revolution, a new country really needed a new identity, a new visualization. Everything should be new. Books, posters, furniture, clothes, everything should be new. And then, of course, state cannot do this without designers. And designers were really believing that everything will be for the workers, and they really believed in this idea of communism. And they did their job very well. It was very impressive that all these youth sign construction magazines that were published in six languages, and they were traveling and making Soviet pavilions in all world expos, and they really did a great job. But then, when the new leader came, he didn't want them anymore because they were too free, they were too bright, they were too great, you know. They needed someone who will be more like obeying than being free thinker and free creator. And they started to be dangerous because their ideas were too bright. There was no word design in the Soviet Union. Designers were called artistic engineers and design was technical aesthetics. The word design was legalized and started to be official in 1989. The fresh breath for the design was beginning of 1960s and of 50s when there was Khrushchev throw and it started to be more communication with the world. As before, the country was very closed, and then for that they needed designers. And then the design system in 1962 was organized as Council of Ministers established law that designers should be part of every state project and every machinery projects and industrial design projects. That was a real beginning of the Soviet design school. Before that, avant-garde and constructivists, they made their school, but there was a big gap in between.